something I'll tell you right now. I'm Nick Gill. You know you love me. XOXO. Nick's Diary.
Nick's Diary.
Oh, yes.
The diary I discovered just a few months ago from when I was 17 years old. Now, a few people have called into question whether this is legit. I've sent a few videos out to people of the actual diary. It's a little Spirax book, foolscap size. It's a Victory 3 subject notebook.
They do not make those anymore.
Made in Indonesia, and I know this doesn't prove it, but
yeah,
that's the sound of the paper of the diary. I guarantee you that this is legit.
Who is questioning the integrity of Nick Gill?
I know.
Like, if you've proven anything over your 5 years here, you don't make this crap up. This is pure.
You can't make this up.
But why would I? Like, this is embarrassing stuff.
It's bad on you.
Yeah.
It's quite deep.
Yeah. And if you'll permit me, guys, I wanted to do two entries today.
Please.
Because it's a bit of a roller coaster of both emotions and fortunes.
Oh.
So Monday, 18th of September is the first one. And if you are just being picked up to speed here, you'll remember that I've just been dumped by my girlfriend Lucy of 5 months.
We hate her.
Yes,
and,
we do.
Yeah, look, I've been pretty cut up about it, but based on the date here, that's about a week ago.
Okay, 17-year-old Nick, here we go.
Dear Doctor, went for a run this morning with T-Mac at the Box Hill Sports Ground. We did 3x300m x5. Solid.
Nice.
Mate, could you draw back then? I picture two little stick fingers high-fiving.
Solid, bro.
Solid, bro. Chest bump.
But more importantly...
What?
You did not swear.
Look at the size of it.
We have to get a photo and put it up there. Oh, he's got swear words in it.
You have previously sworn in an entry, but you've censored it in the diary. Yeah, you've done like the hashtag and the pound sign.
Yeah, this is all four letters spelt out.
And it's capitals. It's big.
And it's the big one, you know? It's not like a less or a little baby.
But listen how long this is. Wow.
It's a biggie. All right, here's why. I lost the ring. My birthday ring from Lucy. I've lost it. After I snuck into advanced physics class and wrote, "You rock my world, Lucy," on the whiteboard, she got me a ring saying, "You rock my world too. Love, Lucy." And it meant a lot to me. It represented the first time Lucy ever opened up to me. So, that's the end of the entry.
There's
a lot to unpack.
Mate, we are on air till 9. Is that enough time, Ducko? I don't
think so.
Advanced
physics class, you snuck in and wrote, "You rock my world" on the whiteboard.
So you knew she was going into that class that afternoon and you thought, this is going to be a hell of a love letter.
Yeah.
Stuff the teacher, stuff the other students.
I think that's the naughtiest thing I did at school.
And even like, it had to be advanced physics.
I know.
It couldn't have been the gym, you know what I mean?
That was university physics and she was in year 12 at this stage. Very smart cat.
And then she got you a ring. You lost the ring.
You lost the ring.
Okay, guys, so this is one day after, Tuesday, the 19th of September, 2000. Dear Doctor, what a day. I went to do some more training for AFL Draft Camp today back at Box Hill Sports Ground, and Eamon was on the grass and said, "Guys, check this out. How cool is this? It says, 'You rock my world too, love, Lucy,' on it." It was a ring. It was mine. What a fluke. It made me so happy. I ran so hard in our training that I vomited. I don't know why I care about a ring from someone who dumped me, but maybe it's just because it makes me feel like I have worth in the eyes of a girl who doesn't dish out worth easily. And maybe, just maybe, that counts for something.
I just don't have no words.
I mean,
I have no words. Like,
did you run so hard to where your mate was standing to get the ring off him? That's when you threw up?
No. Obviously, in my training session, I just threw up because I was so vibed and wanted to push myself.
You're so angry
were
about
you wearing the ring.
You were angry about sneaking into that room. But you broke the school rules for no reason.
I know.
You
vandalised.
You vandalised on a whiteboard that can be easily erased in an advanced science classroom for no reason.
And then the ring...
The ring was found in grass. That is pretty lucky looking back on it.
It is lucky.
Maybe that was symbolic. Maybe the relationship's coming back.
Well, you'll have to find out in future entries of the diary.
I know, he's obviously still hung up on her.
Oh, he's so hung up.
But the swearing. The passion.